KJAN Sports.
And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the Check of Sports. Sports Report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. The state volleyball tournament concluded on Friday with a championship round in all five classes. In Class 5A, the championship went to Ankeny Centennial with their 3-0 win over Cedar Falls. In Class 4A, Dubuque-Wallert was a 3-0 winner over Pella to take the crown. Dyke New Hartford won the 3A championship with their 3-1 win over Union. In Class 2A, it was Western Christian claiming the crown. They had a 3-0 win over Waterloo Columbus Catholic. And in 1A volleyball action, it was Janesville beating Hudson 3-0 to claim the crown. High school football action Friday. In the semifinals of Class 4A, it was Dowling Catholic West Des Moines over Ankeny Centennial 41-17, and Iowa City West beating Cedar Rapids Washington 35-7. The Class A semifinals on Friday was Bishop Garrigan defeating Council Bluffs St. Albert 26-20, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck downed St. Ansgar 28-14. Iowa High School football semifinal action continues today in Class 1A. Getting underway just after 10 a.m., it'll be Denver taking on Iowa City Regina. And just after 1 p.m. this afternoon, it'll be Van Meter taking on Hull Western Christian. The 2A semifinals underway just after 4 this afternoon include Boyden Hall Rock Valley against Dyke New Hartford. And at 7 this evening, it'll be Mount Vernon taking on LaPorte City Union. Well, in college basketball, Peter Jock scored 27 points and Iowa throttled Kennesaw State 91-74 Friday night. That's a game we carried for you here on KJAN. Ahmad Wagner had 12 points and 4 blocks for the Hawkeyes, who are looking to reach the NCAA tournament for the fourth straight season under Fran McCaffrey. Iowa built a 43-25 halftime lead and appeared to be on its way to a blowout win before Kennesaw State opened the second half on a 16-6 run that cut the lead to 49-41. But the Hawkeyes settled down and scored the next 7 to secure the win in their season opener. Nick Masterson scored a career-high 29 points of 7 of 10 three-point shots for Kennesaw State. Highly touted freshman Tyler Cook had 6 points and 10 rebounds in his debut. Cook showed some nerves, shooting just 1 of 7 from the field and committing 4 turnovers. Cordell Pemsel and Nicholas Baer each scored 10 points for the Hawkeyes. Trey Birch Manning scored 24 points and grabbed 11 rebounds, and South Dakota held off a late charge by the Drake Bulldogs to win a 79-74 win in the season opener last night. Matt Mooney had 21 points for the Coyotes, and Tyler Flack added 12 points and 10 rebounds. Reed Timmer had 17 points to lead Drake, and his three-pointer with 1 minute 10 seconds left got the Bulldogs to within 1 point, 75-74. But Mooney collected a steal in the final minute and knocked down a tray of his own to put South Dakota up 78-74 with 19 seconds left. C.J. Rivers and Graham Woodward each had 10 points for the Bulldogs. Drake outshot the Coyotes from the field, hitting 47.3% or 26 out of 55. But South Dakota more than made up the difference with volume, shooting 65 shots and connecting on 30 or 46.2%. The Coyotes connected on 8 of 24 shots from the distance. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says it may not look good, but it is not hopeless. The Hawkeyes are a 21-point underdog at home for the first time in 17 years as they host second-ranked Michigan tonight.
We can't worry about that, and we've had other instances historically, too, where, you know, we've done okay in those circumstances. All we can do is focus on what we can do, which is practice and prepare as hard as we can. Then we got to go out and compete on Saturday night, knowing that we're playing a really good football team. But we've played some good teams this year already. So it's just you got to go out and do as well as you can.
Ferentz knows it will take a great effort by the Hawkeyes.
But yeah, we almost have to play a mistake-free game, if you will. That's certainly a starting point because they don't open the door very often for you.
The Hawkeyes must solve a Michigan defense that gives up fewer than 11 points per game.
Yeah, they're very aggressive up front. They play a lot of guys. Their starters are really good, and the guys they roll in are good, and they're very aggressive defensively. So it just gets down to, you want to get the ball out quickly in certain circumstances. Certainly you want to be as smart as you can, but we also have to play good one-on-one football up there and, contest these guys.
You can hear the game on KJAN. We'll start with a pregame show at 5 o'clock with the kickoff at 7. In the NBA, the defending NBA champions added a victory to their Washington road trip that included a visit to the White House. The day after being feted as NBA champions by President Barack Obama, the Cavs improved to 7-1 this season by counting 14 three-pointers in their 105-94 win over the Wizards. The Cavs recovered quickly from their only loss, which came against Atlanta on Tuesday. Kyrie Irving scored 29 points and helped the Cavs hold John Wall to only 5 of his 28 points after halftime. LeBron James had 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists, and Kevin Love finished with 14 points and 16 rebounds. In other NBA action, Joel Embiid scored 16 of his 25 points in the fourth quarter and overtime to lead the Philadelphia 76ers to their first victory of the season, 109-105 over the Indiana Pacers. Hassan Ilyasova added 14 points for Philadelphia, which was the last winless team in the NBA. The 76ers snapped a 44-game losing streak in October and November that dated to November 22, 2013. Blake Griffin scored 25 points, and the L.A. Clippers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 110-108 in the NBA to improve their best start in franchise history to 8-1. Pau Gasol had season highs with 21 points and 6 assists, and San Antonio snapped a 3-game home losing streak with a 96-86 victory over the Detroit Pistons. DeMar DeRozan continued his torrid pace, scoring 34 points as the Toronto Raptors snapped the Charlotte Hornets' 4-game winning streak, 113-111 on Friday. Isaiah Thomas scored 23 of his 29 points in the first half, and the Boston Celtics snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 115-87 victory over the New York Knicks. Gordon Hayward scored 20 points, and Derek Favors added 18 to lift the Utah Jazz to an 87-74 victory over the Orlando Magic. And the Portland Trail Blazers eked out a 122-120 overtime win over Sacramento, which had lost the night before to the L.A. Lakers. Damian Lillard led the Blazers with 36 points, and backcourt mate C.J. McCollum added 31. DeMarcus Cousins led the Kings with 33 points. New Orleans Pelicans starting point guard Jrue Holiday plans to end his leave of absence next week and rejoin the team, prepared to play immediately. That's what two people familiar with the situation said Friday. The Pelicans announced this past summer that Holiday would take indefinite leave because his wife Lauren was pregnant and in need of brain surgery on a benign tumor. Lauren Holiday, a retired international soccer star, gave birth in late September and had surgery last month. The Pelicans are 1-8 heading into tonight's game against the L.A. Lakers. Also in the NBA, saying he fears for the country's future, San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich made his frustrations and anger over Donald Trump's election very clearly known last night. "He is in charge of our country," Popovich said. "That's disgusting." Popovich became the latest NBA coach, Golden State's Steve Kerr and Detroit's Stan Van Gundy included, to lash out at Trump's election. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.